Sometime this morning, Spaceship One is supposed to take off on its quest to get the X Prize. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's just outstanding. It is the greatest thing on the planet, and off the planet in this particular case. I am cheering Bird on more than you can imagine. For so many years, people have talked about, you know, the possibility of, you know, anybody being able to go to space. You, me, let's take a ride to a space hotel, or let's take a tour up in space. And you know, that the cork has been loosening from the bottle for a little while here, and I think some news over the last couple of days that cork's about to come popping out and everything's going to come gushing out, because we've got Spaceship One about to hopefully win the X Prize here in the next couple weeks, and the news that was out yesterday of Richard Branson working with
he wants five. He wants five ships. That's right.
Absolutely. This will be basically a souped up version of the Spaceship One. Spaceship One is a pretty it's a pretty spacious little vehicle as it is. I got to sit out there in the vehicle, and it's bigger inside than you might guess from looking at it. But it's not big enough to really start to make it a paying, you know, a cost-effective space tourism thing. You want to fly about five or six or seven people at once to make it sort of cost-effective. And that's exactly the scale of vehicle that they're talking about building now.
You know, I also see the day where you're going to privatize the military, where you'll have companies that will do some of the dirty work that needs to be done, but they'll have the ability to go up into space to do it and then do all kinds of things.
To some extent. There's privatization in a lot of areas like that already. With the military, even with NASA for that matter, there's a lot of private ventures that are assisting in a lot of the activities, and certainly that's going to continue to grow. And in some particular cases, it's very much more efficient for, you know, small companies or even larger companies to take care of those activities. And I think, you know, what Bert Rutan is doing at Scaled Composites with Spaceship One, what he wants to do by teaming with Richard Branson is just, you know, it's just wonderful. It's going to give everybody a chance to go. I've been up at some pretty high altitudes, not all the way to space, obviously, but you know, boy, that view is fantastic. And the sensations of floating in zero gravity as well is something that is now coming to everybody. It used to be the only way you could do that was to fly on some either a military aircraft or, you know, say a NASA or space agency research aircraft. And now Peter Diamandis, the chair of the XPRIZE Foundation, there's a new venture out there, Zero G, that'll allow you to basically for a little bit more, you know, for less than the price of flying a Concorde across the Atlantic, which you can't do anymore, but boy, people were doing it a long time, for less than the price of a Concorde flight, you too can go up and get the experience of zero gravity.
$3,000, I think, is the price.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's, you know, it's a lot for many people, but it's, boy, that's within the reach of a lot of people. And, everybody out there listening, if you can make a go of this, find Zero G Corporation and pay the $3,000 and go do that flight, because Zero G is a lot of fun.
Next step, you'll have finance companies popping up all over the place who will finance trips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's a whole new industry about to boom out here of private, you know, private ventures in space. It's starting with tourism, because that's sort of where the interest is, but you know, it's going to grow into areas. We, you know, you can sort of extrapolate a little bit, but boy, you know, I think that what's going to be most interesting are the markets that are going to open up for private enterprise in space that we can't even predict today. It's a little bit like, you know, I don't think that Orville and Wilbur back in 1903 could have imagined FedEx.
No.
You know,
if they did, they would have done it.
Well, you know, or just even technically, it wasn't even ready to happen. You know, there's going to be the equivalent of those sorts of things that we can't even, the markets, the ideas, the industries that are going to arise that we can't even imagine. And this, we're living at a time right now, and we're about to watch it tomorrow morning when this is opening up to everybody. It's just wonderful.
And, you know, the FedEx story, by the way, was incredible, because it was the founders' college paper. Yeah, he came up with a business report, and he did it on courier service, and he turned it into a business.
You gotta love it. Well, you know, I mean, just let's take the suborbital venture here. You've got a vehicle now that's capable of carrying three people up to on suborbital trajectories. extrapolate the energies just a little bit, and let's not even use our imaginations all that much, but now let's just talk about a potential market here for expanding FedEx service to, hey, this particular package, this heart for this transplant has to get from Los Angeles to Tokyo. It's got to be there in 2 hours. We can do that.
You can.
Here's a potential market for sub. You know, that's just one little example. That's not even extrapolating very far of the sorts of things that you can start to imagine with these new industries.
Oh, I mean, this will happen for travel. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
the best part is just going to be the tourism. There's the adventure tourism market just here on the surface of the earth is enormous. I mean, you have people who go and spend $60,000 to go climb Mount Everest. Those are the fees now for the permits and the Sherpas and things like that. Think of how many hundreds of people have climbed Mount Everest for that sort of price. That's the same sort of adventure market that you're tagging up to hit these, $100,000 a seat flights up to low Earth orbit. And just as we're now about to be winning the XPRIZE, and boy, I wish Bert and his whole team there at Scale the best of luck tomorrow. A new prize, just as we're opening the door to win the XPRIZE, a new prize has now been announced. The XPRIZE, just to remind everybody, of course, is a $10 million prize. For the first private venture to be able to fly three people up to 100 kilometers high, up to the edge of space.
A three-person capability. You don't have to put three people.
You don't have to actually put the three people in the vehicle. The vehicle has to be not only be capable of carrying three people, it actually, to win the XPRIZE, has to carry the weight of the passengers too.
Right.
So even though they'll only be a single person on this particular flight, they'll have the weight, the ballast weight in the seat.
Exactly.
And now turn around and do that in less than 2 weeks again in the very same vehicle and with a minimal amount of things being thrown away. And so if all goes well tomorrow, they'll turn around and fly that same vehicle again on October 4th, which is the anniversary of the first the launch of Sputnik, the first artificial satellite.
But there is a new prize. It's $50 million, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $50 million now for the first private venture that can put an orbital vehicle up and do that within the decade, by the end of the decade.